CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham, where references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rn.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 28th of April. Here are the main news headlines. New mock papers for amateur radio licence exams have been published. A revised amateur radio exam syllabus has been released. The RSGB has released the video review of 2023 by its president John McCulloch, GI4BWM. The RSGB exam syllabus review group has just published a new set of mock papers covering each of the amateur radio licence exams from foundation through to direct to full. These papers are in addition to those already available. They're each marked as Mock Exam Paper 3, and you can find them on the RSGB website. The new amateur radio licence has now been in effect for a few weeks. Changes to the licence conditions have made it necessary to revise the exam syllabus. The RSGB is pleased to release version 1.6 of the syllabus, which includes these revisions. Compared to version 1.5 in current use, the only section that is seen major changes is section 1, licensing and station identification. In section 7, operating practices and procedure, there were minor changes, for example, regarding suffixes. Exams will start using version 1.6 of the syllabus on the 1st of September. The Society has released the video review of 2023 by RSGB President John McCulloch, GI4BWM. Filmed at the Ofcom Spectrum Management Centre near Baldock in Hertfordshire, the video covers a wide range of very positive activities, events and achievements. The President also talks about the RSGB's strategic priorities, gaining publicity in the mainstream media and the important work done by the Society on behalf of all radio amateurs to protect the spectrum. One example is the WRC conference where the RSGB microwave manager Barry Lewis, G4SJH, led the AIRU team responsible for defending amateur use of the 23 SEMS band. You can watch the video on the RSGB YouTube channel. At the April Regional Forum meeting, Regional Representative 10, Keith Bird, G4JED, was elected as chairman, and Regional Representative 3, Martin Bell, M0TEB, was elected as secretary, though they will both volunteer in these roles until 2025 AGM. You can find contact details for both Keith and Martin on the RSGB website under Regions. The next in the series of popular 145 Alive events to promote the use of 145 Megs FM is scheduled to take place on the 11th of May from 1pm to 3pm. The event and the supporting Facebook group were started by Tim, G5TM, and from the start of 2024 has been organised by Mark, M0XIC, and John, M0XJA. The last successful event took place in January this year when over 30 nets operated simultaneously across England, Scotland, Wales and Northern and Southern Ireland. Over 900 QSOs took place with many amateurs operating portable, mobile or from their club or home QTH. If you'd like to take part and find out more about the event and 145 Alive in general, then join the 145 Alive Facebook group. If you'd like to run a net on the 11th of May, contact Mark M0XIC or John M0XJA via the Facebook group. Mills on the Air Weekend 2024 is coming up on Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of May. The event takes place across the UK every May with more than 300 windmills and watermills usually taking part. For more information and to register, add to view a list of the registered stations, visit ddars.net. The RAF Air Cadets are pleased to announce that they're running the ever-popular Blue Ham Radio Communications Exercise in June on the 60-metre band. The exercise will take place between the 17th and 21st of June, subject to your licensing conditions. The Blue Ham team hopes that you can put some time aside to join in with the cadets and staff who will be ready to take your calls. The Blue Hem team will issue you with a participation certificate if you contact 20 or more MRE call signs over the period of the exercise. For more information, visit alphacharlie.org.uk. Please note that only full licensees can operate on the 60-metre band. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is running a free online foundation license course in May. Anyone who's interested in taking part can find out more by emailing training@sbarc.co.uk. And when emailing, please include your name, postal address and date of birth. Please also indicate which weekday evenings and times you are available. The weekday evening that the course will take place on will be decided by majority preference. MFJ Enterprises has announced in a letter to its customers that it will be ceasing its on-site production at its premises in Starkville, Mississippi, on the 17th of May this year. The news also applies to the sister companies Ameritron, High Gain, Cushcraft and other MFJ Enterprises. MFJ Enterprises has been in business for 52 years and will continue to sell its existing stock after the 15th of May. It'll also continue to offer repair service for out-of-warranty and in-warranty units for the foreseeable future. Details of rallies and events. The Loughurn Amateur Radio Club's 40th annual radio rally is due to take place on Sunday the 5th of May. The venue will be Shared Discovery Village, 221 Lisnusky Road, Lisnusky Enniskillen, BT920JZ. The event will feature food and drink, bring and buy, RSGB books and the QSL Bureau, and the usual variety of traders. The doors open at 11 a.m. Traders are asked to arrive around 9 a.m. Admission, which includes a ticket for the prize draw, will be £5 or €5. Contact Alan at argault@gmail.com to arrange a table. Thorpe Camp Hamfest takes place on the 5th of May at Thorpe Camp Visitor Centre, Tattershall, Thorpe. Links, Lincolnshire, LN44PL. Traders are asked to arrive no earlier than 7 a.m. The doors open at 9 for buyers and the entrance fee is £5 per person. The Retro Tech UK event will be held on Sunday the 12th of May. The venue will be the Sports Connection, Lymington Road, Wrighton-on-Dunsmore in Coventry, CV83FL. Doors open 10:30, entry fee £10. A fee of £25 applies for early doors entry at 9 a.m. This is an annual event organised by the British Vintage Wireless Society. There will be almost 200 dealer stalls, clubs and private sellers. Everyone is welcome to come along and enjoy the wide range of retro equipment. For more information, email info@retrotechuk.com and visit retrotechuk.com. Special event news, special call sign SZ0WARD is in use by the Radio Amateur Association in Greece in celebration of World Amateur Radio Day until the 30th of April. Look for activities on all bands using SSB, CW and digital, QSL via the Bureau and Logbook of the World. See sv2rck.gr/SZ0WARD for details of the award that's available. Also in celebration of World Amateur Radio Day, special call sign TC3WRD is active until the 30th of April. QSL via Logbook of the World. Details of a certificate that's available. See tadx.org/awards. The station was spotted recently on the 40-metre band using FT8. Today is the last chance to work special event station GB6 Whiskey Whiskey, which is active from Glasgow to commemorate the end of the Second World War. If you've made QSOs with GB6WW on three or more bands, you're eligible to apply for an award. To apply for the award, send an email to gb6whiskeywhiskey@ft8.me with details of your contacts. Please include your call sign, dates of QSOs and the bands on which they occurred. There is no application fee. Once your QSOs have been verified, the PDF award file will be emailed to you. Jeff K5WE and Craig W5CCP are active as TX7 W from Reykjavík, OC114, in the Austral Islands until the 30th of April. They're operating using mainly CW and FT8 with some SSB RITI and FT4 on the 160 to 6 metre bands. QSL via Club Logs OQRS is preferred, but is also available via Logbook of the World or directly to K5WE. Depending upon a reliable internet connection, logs will be uploaded to Club Log daily, and Club Log's live stream will be enabled. ck5we.com/tx7whiskey for more information and updates. Listen out for a group of 13 cam hams, which is active from the Isle of Mull, EU008 as GS3PYE, until the 3rd of May. The team is QRV on 80 to 10 metre bands, as well as via the QO100 satellite, QSL via Club Logs OQRS. You can read a report of the team's previous visit to the island in 2015 at tinyurl.com/mull2015. Contest news: the UK and Ireland DXCW contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 27th and ends at 1200 UTC today the 28th. Using CW on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number. UK and Ireland stations also send the district code. The SPDX RITI contest started at 1200 UTC on the 27th and ends at 1200 UTC today the 28th. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, SP stations also send the province code. The MGM contest started at 1400 UTC on the 27th of April, ends at 1400 UTC the 28th today. Using machine-generated modes on the 6 and 2 metre bands, the exchange is your report and 4-character locator. Today the 28th, British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using 75 board RITI on the 80 to 10 metre bands. The exchange is your serial number. On Monday the 29th, the FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, FT4 on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. The exchange is your report. On Wednesday the 1st of May, the 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2 metre bands. The exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also Wednesday the 1st of May, the 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2 metre band. The exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest can go in for the 2-hour contest. On Saturday the 4th, the 432 megs trophy contest runs from 1400 to 2000 UTC. Using all modes on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The 432 megs to 245 gigs contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 4th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 5th of May using all modes. 432 megs to 245 gigs frequencies. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6 metre group summer marathon starts at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 4th of May, ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 4th of August. Using all modes on the 6 metre band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. The ARI International DX contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 4th of May, ends at 1159 UTC on Sunday the 5th of May. Using CW, RITI and SSB 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange of signal report and serial number, Italian stations send their province. On Sunday the 5th, the UK Microwave Group low band contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC. Using all modes 24, 47 and 76 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And on Sunday the 5th again, the Worked All Britain 7 megs phone contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC. SSB on the 40 metre band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain Square. Now with the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write, "We had another week of plenty of sunspots. HF conditions were quite good in the second half. Earlier, the KP index reached 3 and 4, which didn't help maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs for short. For example, on Sunday the 21st, the KP index rose to 4, and the MUFs over a 3,000 km path remained stubbornly below 21 megs until later in the morning. This could have been due to a coronal hole on the sun's equator, which added to the solar wind. By Wednesday, conditions were nearly back to normal, with a KP index below 2 and an MUF of more than 24 megs. By Thursday, the improvement had continued, giving us an MUF of more than 28 megs by 0900 UTC. There have been many reports of a 10-meter band DX being worked, including Sebastian, FK4AX, and Pat, FK8HA, in New Caledonia in the Pacific on Enter SSB. Sebastian has got his license and is keen to work DX from the UK. This shows that it's worth keeping an eye on the CW and SSB portions of the 10-meter band, which can often throw up surprises. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will decline to around 160. The KP index is predicted to be around 2 or 3, but that may be wishful thinking. With 16 active regions visible on the sun's surface on Thursday, anything could happen. Only minor C- and M-class flares have... I don't think there should be a minus there. I'm sorry, I'm reading that wrong. Only minor C and M-class flares have occurred recently, but as we always say, it wouldn't take much for those to turn into X-class events. So make the most of the quiet geomagnetic conditions whilst we have them, as by the time you read or hear this, we could once again have very unsettled conditions indeed. Now for VHF and up. The cold, unsettled weather will ease its grip over the last few days of the week, ending on the 28th of April, but only because the whole area of low pressure is moving across the country this weekend. Low pressure remains close by for much of the following week, and only by a hesitant return to high pressure west of Ireland will things improve for Western Britain at the end of the week. The result is a chance of tropo for Western Britain next week, but it will probably be of limited quality, since it's likely to form in cold, dry air across the temperature inversion. The remaining option for such weather patterns is primarily rain scatter for those on the gigahertz band. The many online weather radar displays can be used to highlight the areas of heaviest rain. We're past the peak for the Lyrids meteor shower, but the Eta Aquarids, with a zenithal hourly rate of 50, peaks next Sunday the 5th around 2100 UTC. Until then, rely on random activity, which tends to be better around dawn. The sun has been more active again recently, so monitor the clusters and KP index for signs of geomagnetic activity and the chance of an aurora if the KP index exceeds 5. Sporadic E tends to produce a few examples in May ahead of its June peak. Check the DX cluster during late afternoon or early evening, as openings can be very brief early in the season. Start on the 10-meter band, and if short skip within Europe is present, move up to the 6-meter band. Digital modes are more sensitive, so check FT8 reports to give clues as to where the chances are greatest. For EME operators, the moon is minimum declaration today, the 28th, meaning we'll have short moon windows to start the coming week. Path losses are falling, but perigee, that's when the moon is at its closest point, is still over a week away. 144 meg sky noise is high this weekend, ending the 28th of April, but falls to low by the end of the coming week. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and it's all from me also until next week.